Quarterback news today for the Commanders from practice. We haven't had a lot of detail on what's going on with Marcus Mariota. He's just been unable to practice. Early on, it was kind of no-sold, and it was like, oh, he's dealing with a leg thing. Oh, we're being precautious. Well, today he did talk with the media, and apparently he's got an Achilles issue. Sounds minor. He's expected to be back for week one, but this was Marcus Mariota, QB2, talking with the media.
The entire staff, like, we all got on the same page, and just appreciate the fact that they were willing just to kind of let me take some time to get it right.
So you think you could go for week one?
That's the plan, yeah. So I'm kind of in that process to return to play, and part of that process is to come out here, start doing individual work, and then slowly get kind of acclimated into the team setting, and then once that happens, then I can be full going, and I should be ready by week one.
Should be ready, that's the plan. Different than I will definitely be ready week one, but he clearly thinks he's got an opportunity to be. But Josh Johnson, congratulations.
Yeah.
You just made the team.
Two things. One, I am over the phrase return to play. I didn't know that would bother me. I now am. I've had enough of that. Not mad at Marcus Mariota or anybody specifically, but I'm good on that phrase. Second part is this is kind of the unfortunate or unlucky part about the way the football calendar works. There have been a few of these where we're just sitting here going, yep, we got no idea. We got no clue what's going on with Noah Brown or Marcus Mariota or some of these other guys that are just either not practicing or out of sight, out of mind.
Well, they're in regular season mode with injury info.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times training camp is more enlightening when, you know, whether it's Quinn, the head coach, or whoever. They're kind of doing hockey injury style.
Yeah.
Mariota's got a leg. Well, he's got Achilles tendonitis and maybe or maybe not ready for week one. I mean,
right.
He makes it sound like he will be, but I guess you got to take that with a grain of salt. But Josh Johnson was competing with Sam Hartman for the third job. He's run away with that competition and left Sam in his wake, as far as I'm concerned. So I feel good enough, honestly, about how Johnson could operate the offense in a backup role. But this would be a significant problem if something does happen and Mariota is out for any extended period of time. Let's not forget, he did play in multiple games last year. Now, one of them was week 18 when they were sitting starters because they were playoff bound. But he shined. He was great against the Panthers. They scored 40 points. Their offense did not miss a beat when he came onto the field early in that game after the Daniels rib injury right at the start of the contest. And then they were playing their worst offensive game of the year against Dallas, and Mariota came in, and the offense actually got better in the second half with him, you know, leading them to the come-from-behind victory. So the couple of times we have seen him, he has been able to run this thing clinically, and he's become important, I think, in this room.
Yeah, he is the – like, that role is perfect for him. Like, if you play 16, 17 games, I've seen that. I kind of know what it's going to look like, the wrinkles, the warts, the issues, the problems. But it's just enough backyard football. Think of that great run he had against Dallas where I think the safety wasn't even looking where he was still peeking into the backfield as he was just, you know, by his butt.
It's like ripped off like a 30-yard run for a first down.
Huge moment. Again, of course, a touchdown to Terry McLaurin to win that game. But a number of things that you saw from him in short samples, that's exactly where he should be, right? Where it leaves you wanting more because, again, the bigger sample is not going to be kind to him. But that size where you can come in and play a little hero ball, make some athletic plays, make, you know, some of the throws that Daniels can, that to me is the perfect role for that guy. So, yeah, they'll miss him if he's not able to go or something happens if that Achilles gets worse.
The big story about Daniels coming out of LSU with his size and frame was, is he going to be able to take the NFL shots and the pounding and the beating at his size, leaving the pocket as a runner? And he was able to. Now, he did have the one kind of fluky. It wasn't even really that a frame issue, I don't think. It was he got tackled at the end of a play against the Panthers where his rib broke. But for the most part, we've stopped talking about his durability because he got through a game where he played 17 contests, probably should have played, I don't know, 13 or 14 and just missed some time with a broken rib, but played through it very, very tough and admirably. I give him a lot of credit for that. But on Mariota, if he's not able to be ready in week one, let's just say, you know, he's ready for week two, although that's Thursday after Sunday. So if you're not ready week one, you might not be ready week two. But if the beginning of the year, there's still something not quite right and you're healthy enough that you're not going on PUP or anything, it's not like they're not IRing you for four games that you're going to miss, but he's not available, now all of a sudden Josh Johnson is a play away from being on the field. It's just a very different feel.
Yeah, it's a different island.
Where all you need is the wrong kind of contact of Daniels. It happened in week one against the Bucks last year, and now someone in the red hat says you got to go to the blue tent, And Josh Johnson's leading you on an important drive.
I mean, think about it. I think, was it week two against the Giants? We got his helmet spun talking about Daniels. You know, like, again, we were precariously close a number of times to way more catastrophic things. And I'm, you know, beholding my breath every time he does something like he did against Cincinnati in the preseason.
And my point is always quarterbacks don't get to choose if they come on or off the field.
Right.
This QB series I love on Netflix. In the playoffs against Washington, I'd have actually forgotten this happened. But when Jared Goff threw that pick six at the end of the half.
And Frankie Louvu lit him up.
Oh, Frankie Louvu just murder-balled him. Knocked him into next week, right? Goff comes over. And he's like, Louvu got me. Louvu got me. And you could tell he's fine, but he's salty about the play and getting drilled.
Probably hurt.
But they come over and they go, hey, you got to go to the blue tent to get tested. He's like, no, I'm good. They're like, no, this isn't a choice. Like, you're going to the blue tent. He's like, I'm not missing any time. And they say, get over there and
then
get it
up.
Done as soon as possible. And he basically told him, he's like, hey, I'm going to keep playing. I'm telling you right now I'm fine. Get the next drive together for me or whatever. And it turns out that Teddy Bridgewater had to come in. They scored a touchdown on the first play because it was the end around to Jameson Williams where he went and scored in what was the craziest first half of a playoff game in all of January. But I bring that up to say, like, that's all it takes is just you get dinged or someone in the booth thinks you got dinged or thinks you need to be checked. And now it's not up to you anymore, and you might miss a drive or two or, unfortunately, longer than that. And again, it's not something you control. You can't just be tough. This isn't Brian Mitchell 15 years ago getting knocked out cold by Curtis Buckley on a tackle and just returning a kick later in the game. Like, there's too much intel, too much information, and it's taken out of your hands now.
Mm-hmm.
And so the backup quarterback, especially when you've got a dual threat who's going to run around and make plays with his feet and basically take on extra contact out of the pocket, it's a vital role. Last year they got a gigantic plus mark from Mariota. You need him healthy and available for the majority of this season. He's a sneaky, significant, really pivotal piece.
You laid out the case really well. I mean, that's what it is, right? It's the you're even if it's not okay, he's got to start this week or going to play a whole half. It's three plays or four plays in you know these games that are so hotly contested and so close. Yeah, it is an important role for anybody. You know, let alone a non-Brett Favre type team where the guy played for whatever, what was it, 300 some consecutive games. For a guy that's going to run around and move like that, for sure, you need a backup.
All the more reason, by the way, not trying to be mean, but I don't think Sam Hartman could be your number three. Because if Mariota's not available, your three becomes your two.
Your three becomes, yeah.
I mean, you've seen the first two preseason games like I have.
I have indeed.
Can he be a play away from playing right now? I would just shut that down.
I don't want that. And again, I'm rooting for the guy. I fell in love.
Keep him in the building.
When he was a high school kid, just, you know, barely. He's going to go to Wake Forest. I remember that from the QB1 Netflix show for the high school kids. That's where I first discovered him and Justin Fields and how I'm like rooting for these guys. But yeah, I can't do that at number three.